Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. There are a number of supplications that the Prophet ﷺ used to inaugurate his prayer with, used to start his prayers with. Among them, for example, the one you know, وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to the end of the dua. This, scholars say that the Prophet used to say it in prayer, especially in night prayer. And there is the famous hadith, سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ تَبَارَكَ اسْمُكَ وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ. And this is concise and short, and it is said a lot. And scholars gave this dua preference over the others because it includes only praising of Allah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. Praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal and glory. May your name be blessed. تعالى جدك. تبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك. What's the meaning of تعالى جدك? What's the meaning of جد? No one knows. You should try your best to learn the meaning of these supplications. جد. Yes.
Jad, as we call as shuyukh, that as in the Surah Al-Qasas, the lady says, my father is a shaykh, means age-wise, as we gain a degree of respect, of honor.
No, Jad has two meanings.
Jad then means he's the only one who's got the power to give and the power to take.
No, this is not the right interpretation. Jad, in Arabic, one of the meaning is grandfather. The grandfather is called Jad. But here, ta'ala jadduka does not mean that your grandfather is elevated, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has no father and by far has no grandfather as well. So what does it mean? It's similar to what is found in Surah Al-Jinn. وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَى جد ربنا ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا. جد here means, it's also similar to what we say at the end of prayer. When we conclude a prayer and making dhikr, we say, ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. So it has nothing to do with the grandfather. جد here means richness and power. So Allah Azza wa Jal is the one with richness and power. And when we say وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدْ, meaning the man who is rich, this wealth of his will not have any value from you. Because if I am the richest man in the world, what would this money do to me to protect me from Allah? Nothing. وَلَا يَنْفَعُ ذَا الْجَدْ مِنْكَ الْجَدْ, يعني the wealth of a rich man would not avail him, would not do him any good. So when we say وَتَعَالَى جَدُّكَ, meaning that your status, your power, your richness may be elevated and increased. وَلَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُكَ, and there is no God except you. This supplication, a lot of the scholars, among them Ibn al-Qayyim and other scholars, preferred it more than any other one. Because in the supplication of Abu Hurairah, you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal. You're actually asking Allah for purification and for forgiveness. But in this dua, you are only praising Allah. And we know that dua is divided into two sections. Dua of simply praising Allah and dua of requesting something from Allah. So dua of only praising Allah, such as La ilaha illallah. The Prophet said, the best of dua that the prophets before me and I had said is La ilaha illallah. Okay, what are you asking for? Not only that, the supplication of the man who was swallowed by the whale. What's his name? Yunus. And the other name? Dhannun. So Allah says, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. When he left angry because of his people. وَذَرْنَا أَن لَن نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. The Prophet says, the supplication, the dua of the noon, anyone who calls Allah with it, Allah would relieve him from any worries or depression he's facing. What is the dua? La ilaha illa ant, subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. What does it include? What do you want? This is what Yunus used in the belly of the whale. But what do you want? It simply says, there is no God worthy of being worshipped except you. Praise be you. I was among the wrongdoers. That's it. Okay, what do you want? You want money? You want food? You want salvation? He doesn't have to say, because he knows that Allah knows what he wants. So he's simply giving dua of praising Allah. The other form of dua is, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, grant me a wife or take my wife. This is depending on your status. So these are all kinds of dua. You're asking something Allah to give you or to protect you from. So the scholars back again say that this short dua, Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, Tabarak Asmuk, Wa Ta'ala Jadduk, Wa La Ilaha Ghayruk, that it is the best of all because it praises Allah the Almighty. And some say no. The hadith of Abu Hurairah is far greater. Why? Because it's in the Sahih. And the other one is not. It's in the Musnad. So it's a higher level. And because it is what the Prophet used to say, alayhi salatu wasalam. And both of them used to be said by the Prophet. So if you take this one, that is great. Yet, the scholars say, whenever there is a number of variations, or let me rephrase that, whenever there are a number of ways of saying things or versions, you have to do them. For example, after praying, we say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Akbar 33 times, and we say La ilaha wahdahu la sharika lah to the end. There is also supplication that the Prophet used to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar 10 times. And that is it. So part of the Sunnah, I use this sometimes, and I use that sometimes, so that I would be reviving the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Secondly, I would not be enslaved for a certain pattern. If you only say one version of Dua al-Istiftah, every single prayer, it becomes routine. But if you deliberately change this, tomorrow I'm going to change that, and I play with them, sort of speak, in the sense that I would always be in khushu', in concentration of the things that I say, that is far greater, inshallah. We open the floor for your questions, if you have any. Yes, Abdurrahman.
Sheikh, as it is the sunnah to that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he said a dua. So what about a person who joins in late? Does he also have to say the dua, or you know what?
Very good question. What's the ruling on a person joining the salat late? If he joined the salat in silent rak'ah, he says the dua. But if he joins the salat while the imam is reciting the Fatiha or the surah, as the brother said, Allah says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. You must, if the Quran is being recited, you have to listen. So you do not say, Allahu Akbar, you say Allahu Akbar, of course, but you don't say Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. You do not say A'udhu min shaitanir rajim. You do not say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You only say Allahu Akbar and listen. But if it's a silent rak'ah, yes, the sky is the limit. You say all of these because you have time, inshallah, to say it. And a lot of the Muslims make the common mistake. When the imam is in the ruku' and I come late, they say Allahu Akbar, Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Akhi, what are you doing? The imam is in ruku'. Immediately say Allahu Akbar and Allahu Akbar again and bow. And should I do two or one? This is an issue of dispute, not the time to discuss it. We will come to discuss it later on, inshallah. Yes, brother.
Sheikh, this is concerning the khushu and khuzu of the salah. I wanted to ask that, is it permissible for a non-Arab to recite the translation of the verse? For example, I'm reading Surah Fatiha, I recite Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Then I directly repeat the translation, all praises to due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Is it permissible for a person to repeat the translation and contemplate on it?
It is not at all permissible to repeat the translation, because if you do, you have nullified your prayer. Why? because you're adding to the prayer something that is not part of it. The part of the prayer while in the standing position is to do what? Read the Fatiha alone. And then read the surah in Arabic alone. No translation is permitted afterwards. Those who do not know the Fatiha in Arabic, you all know that those who are unable to recite the Fatiha at all, they don't know anything of it, the Prophet instructed them to do dhikr. So in the standing position, they say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Hawla wa Quwwata illa Billah, as to the best of their ability, until it takes them a day or two to memorize the Fatiha, or even they can hold a paper in front of their face while praying and reading it in any way that is acceptable. But to translate, no, this is completely prohibited in the prayer. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.